This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls an all-party meeting for today to discuss contemporary political issues. Five people die in a road accident in Bage district. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sahi retains vote of confidence at the Karnali Province Assembly. Additional 900 people tested positive for coronavirus yesterday. And Raul Castro steps down as Cuban Communist Party leader. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called an all-party meeting for today. Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa said the meeting had been called. The Prime Minister, rather, had called an all-party meeting for the parties that represent in the federal parliament for 11 a.m. today. Press advisor Thapa said the meeting would dwell on contemporary issues. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said that the border disputes between Nepal and India will be resolved through dialogues, talks and mutual understanding. Addressing a program organized by Nepal-India Friendship Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gyawali said the problems would be resolved politically being based on agreements signed by prior dignitaries. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, said the incumbent government was committed to deepening Nepal-India relations in a more pragmatic manner. Five people died and 41 others sustained injuries after a passenger carrying bus and tipper collided head-on near Koholpur of Bage district along the east-west highway yesterday evening. The police confirmed that the bus on its way to Dharan from Surkhet and a tipper without a registration number plate collided at 6 p.m. yesterday near Rohini Khola, killing four men and a woman. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rabindra Khanal said that the tipper's driver and another passenger travelling in it died in the incident. Likewise, three people travelling in the passenger bus also died. Of the deceased, Jeevan Kumar Nupani of Surkhet died on the spot, while four others died while receiving treatment in Teaching Hospital Koholpur. The injured were rushed to the Teaching Hospital Koholpur. The DSP Khanal stated that the health condition of the seven people was critical. The Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly has directed the government to close the physical classes in educational institutions in highly COVID-19 affected districts and manage alternative teaching learning system. The committee also directed the government to take action against those educational institutions that have been flouting the directives of the Ministry of Health and Population. The committee has also decided to hold discussions with stakeholders regarding the challenges that have emerged lately in attaining sustainable development goals. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has approved Justices Dr. Kumar Chudal and Nohakul Suvedi to be appointed as judges in the Supreme Court. The meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday approved the judges to be appointed as per the recommendation of the Judicial Council. The Judicial Council had recommended Dr. Chudal and Subedi to the post on 28th of February. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 900 new coronavirus infection cases yesterday. As per the ministry's update, 836 cases were reported via PCR test and 64 cases were reported via antigen test. Similarly, 208 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. The ministry reported 4 corona-related death toll. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,070. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City Office, KMC, has urged schools to close physical classes if coronavirus cases were detected on students, teachers or staffs and to resume online classes. Issuing a press statement yesterday, KMC said any school can be closed for a week if the virus was detected in the school. The statement issued by the Kathmandu Metropolis Education Department Chief Ram Prasad Subedi asked the closed school to opt for virtual classes to continue teaching learning. Schools, in normal time, have been urged to follow health guidelines and strictly open the school in consent of the parents. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जानु पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पिर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Education, Science and Technology Ministry has urged the schools with high number of students to opt for shift-wise classes. The ministry has directed the schools not to organize crowd-gathering events and follow the ministry's School Operation Framework 2020 for running the classes. In a meeting held at the ministry yesterday, Education Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha urged all the schools to run adopting health safety protocols strictly. Minister Shrestha said the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre in the respective districts had the rights to shut school evaluating the situation. President Vidya Devi Bhandari yesterday received the letters of credence from four ambassadors. Ambassador of Japan, Ambassador of Denmark, Ambassador of Greece and Ambassador of Bulgaria presented their credentials to the President at a special ceremony held at the Presidential Palace Sital Niwas yesterday. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Mahendra Bahadur Sahi, has retained the vote of confidence. The voting that took place in the Provincial Assembly yesterday, Chief Minister Sahi received 22 votes against 17 votes of the opposition. Chief Minister Sahi received the votes of lawmakers of Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist, and 4 votes of CPN Yemen lawmakers who crossed the floor to vote for Sahi. Province No. 2 Assembly Secretariat has issued a notice to register a proposal for the permanent capital and the name of the province, following a directive of Province No. 2 Assembly spokesperson Saroj Kumar Yadav. Secretary of the Provincial Assembly Secretariat Ranjit Yadav issued a notice yesterday to register the proposal by this 22nd of April. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Raul Castro says he's resigning as Cuban Communist Party leader, ending his family's 6 decades in power. 89-year-old Castro told a party congress that he's handing over the leadership to a younger generation full of passion and anti-imperialist spirit. His successor will be voted in at the end of the 4-day congress. The move, which was expected, ends the era of formal leadership by him and his brother Fidel Castro, which began with the 1959 Cuban Revolution. Although Raul Castro has not endorsed a successor, it is widely believed that the party leadership will pass to Miguel Díaz-Canel, who took over as the island's president in 2018. Raul has been the party's secretary general since succeeding his older brother Fidel in 2011. Russia is expelling 10 U.S. diplomats and blacklisting 8 top American officials in retaliation for sanctions imposed by the United States. Those now banned from entering Russia include the director of the FBI and the U.S. Attorney General. The White House says the U.S. sanctions were in response to SolarWinds hack last year, bullying Ukraine and the interference in the 2020 U.S. election. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thundershowers accompanied with gusty winds and hail are likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the Tarai regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.1 degrees Celsius and minimum of 13 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls an all-party meeting for today to discuss contemporary political issues. Five people die in a road accident in Bakir district. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sahi retains vote of confidence at the Karnali Province Assembly. Additional 900 people tested positive yesterday for coronavirus. And Raul Castro steps down as Cuban Communist Party leader. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.